So, John, how have things changed for you since the Grammy nomination?
Well, I have to say the Grammy nomination, first of all, was pretty incredible. Incredible stuff. To be able to go out there to California and be 10 feet away from Lady Gaga and Ringo Starr, you know, was pretty neat stuff, you know. And afterward, really, you know, it's kind of funny, you know. I think people, when you hear the Grammy, you know, you think, wow, instantaneous success, you know. And you know, there is good things that come from it. There are good things. But, in the, you know, you still have to get out there and you still have to, you know, play and perform and do, you know, what you do as an artist, you know. Definitely it puts you on the map with other musicians who have received Grammy nominations, which those, you know, those are few and far. It's quite an honor to have been, you know, chosen, you know, to be a Grammy nominee, you know. Next on the list is one of those statues sitting in my studio. So we're working toward that now, you know.
Circle Studios Records has released another CD. This will be your 20th CD. So yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's the 20th album. Quite a accomplishment. The 20th album is Vision Seeker, A Journey in Native Flute, Drum, and Voice. And what it is it's a concept album. And the concept behind the album is that we all have to go up to that mountain. We all have to go up there and leave everything behind to find the purpose for our life. All of us, no matter what culture we come from. Now, in Lakota culture, we have a tradition called the Humblechiapi, which is the way we go and cry for a vision. And we go up on the mountain 3 or 4 days and nights with no food and water, and we cry up there and pray for a vision to come. Because we, as a people, have always felt that the most important thing in our life is to find out what we're doing here. What's my purpose? What are my gifts? How am I supposed to use these gifts to make the world a better place, you know?
One of the pieces you're going to perform from the album in the Furman Garner studio today is Sit With It. So mm-hmm. Talk about the instrument that you play, you're about to play.
The flute that you're about to hear is actually a flute that was created from a piece of fallen cedar. And it's a very large flute. It's got a very deep voice, and it has a spirit inside of it that kind of grounds you. It's kind of like listening to that flute's like if you could hear gravity. That's what the flute kind of really is. It kind of just anchors you, pulls you to the earth, and it comes from this deep kind of ancient place. And the song that I'm kind of doing an improvisation of is a song called Sit With It. And that's about that moment when you are sitting alone on the mountain with nobody around, nobody to talk to, and it's just you, the earth, and the wind blowing. And you have to be still. You have to still your spirit and open yourself up so that you can receive the vision for your life. And so that's what this music is about.
About to do a big event in Tulsa. Honoring Our Native Ways on April 16th, a Saturday at the Marriott Hotel in Tulsa. So talk about that event and introduce your companion here who is being honored this year for some tremendous artwork.
Yeah, so in the studio with us today is my friend and brother, Yankton Sioux artist Joseph Chamberlain. And he is, he won't say it, but I'll say it. He's a legendary artist. He's phenomenal talent. And he's also, besides being an artist, he's also an incredible advocate for our community. And so this event is actually honoring our native ways. And it's what it is. It's a kind of a event that couples the release, the unveiling, if you will, of the new 2011 Legendary Series Blanket, which features Joseph Chamberlain's art. And then we're wrapping up the evening with the release. This is the official kickoff concert for the tour for the release of my Vision Seeker CD. So we're doing a concert that night at 7:30 to kind of wrap up the evening and everything. But everything's kind of tied together with the concept of honoring our native ways. And we have some special guests coming and offering a prayer in Lakota for us. And we have some special things going on throughout the day. So it's going to be a really nice event.
Describe the blanket, the image on the blanket that is woven into the wool. It's wool. Is it wool or cotton?
It's wool.
Hi, Joseph.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. This blanket, the image was created in 2005. What it represents is the Native American Church, NAC, which is like intertribal. When the Pendleton came to look for an image, they originally looked at another image, but it didn't seem to work. And so they brought this one, and what it represents is the all-night meeting, which is going into this teepee, and you use a substance that was given to us by the Creator to pray with. And you go to this meeting, and you sit in there all night, and you pray, and you sing songs. There's specific drums that are made for this. There's gourds, rattles, roadmen that lead these meetings, and they're on a weekend. You might have hundreds of them going on all around the country, the world, and they go and they pray for things. And on this image, you'll see a teepee, seven people inside this teepee with a drum, a fan. You can tell that they might be singing. There's seven people represent the seven fires of the Lakota people. The whole thing with this blanket is that also it's the first ever Native American church blanket that's ever been put out. Also, it's also the first Yankton artist from my people to ever be on a Pendleton blanket. So the places this image is going to go is just going to be unbelievable.